Now, it's always good when a play runs across two different venues, and it's super intriguing when the sole character in it switches actors and genders halfway through its run. The play Every Brilliant Thing by Duncan McMillan and Johnny Dehoe is it's a one-person show, and it's on now at the Belvoir Street Theatre, and it's going to be playing pretty soon at the Riverside Theatre in Parramatta. Originally starring Kate Mulvaney, the play's co-director Steve Rogers has stepped into star for the rest of the play's run. He joins us on the line now. Steve, thanks so much for chatting to us this morning.
No problem, Tess. How are you? Good morning.
So for those who haven't actually heard of Every Brilliant Thing, could you give us a bit of a rundown, give us the elevator pitch?
Yeah, it's it's told from the point of view of, it begins as from a seven-year-old child talking about the experience of living with a parent with mental health issues, depression, and they create a list that his or her mother attempts suicide, and to combat that situation, the child creates a list of everything brilliant about the world on paper to begin with, and the list grows as the family move through, I guess, that crisis until the child is an adult through university, and then beyond that until the mother unfortunately succeeds in taking her life. The story, in a way, is about how the child survives that situation. So it sounds really sad, and there are elements that are incredibly sad, but it's actually a really beautiful and uplifting story about all the beautiful things in life that we should hang around for.
And I noticed as well that you've been referring to the character as the child instead of the boy or the girl, because there's a bit of a gender switch happening at the moment. Up until now, Kate Mulvaney's been in the sole role, but you're taking over now. How's that transition been?
Yeah, it's been pretty tough, actually. I was in rehearsal as co-director, so I'm familiar with the show, which is great, but I kind of thought I had more time. And Kate got this amazing, wonderful, life-changing offer and has had to jump out of the role earlier. So I've just been, in the list, the performer calls out numbers through the show and the audience interacts and yells out the brilliant things. It's a beautiful element. So the whole room is involved in the performance, the audience, if you like. But the trick for the performer is you've got to learn all those numbers. It's been a test, but I'm there. I go on tonight. Tonight's my opening night, so I'm ready.
I imagine it must have been weird as well to go from a directing role into all of a sudden the role that you have been directing.
I've realised now that how enjoyable it is not to have to go on. The role is, it's you and the audience, so it's quite a taxing experience. It's not a long show, it only goes for about an hour, 15. But each time I've got to the end of it, you really feel it. But it's also really rewarding. It's a beautiful piece. So I'm really excited.
You've been co-directing the production as well with Kate Champion. What was it like sharing the load with someone else?
In the sense that the show is interactive with the audience and I'm an actor, I spent a lot of the time improvising with Kate Mulvaney and switching up the scenarios so that the show has a very solid structure, but within that structure there's a real looseness to what can happen at any given moment. So, for example, there might be a scene where the child has to talk to their school counsellor when they were 10. That school counsellor then is played by someone in the audience. And that interaction, anything can happen. It's improv in that sense. So a lot of my role in rehearsal was to be that other person for Kate. So I've already had the luxury, actually, as being the opposite to what I'll be tonight and through the rest of the run at Belvoir and Parramatta. And then Kate Champion's role was more an observer role outside. And then the three of us would just be in discussion and talk about it. But we'd start every morning, the three of us, just with our list of 10 brilliant things, like the smell of freshly cut grass or whatever. And, so it's been a really great experience.
It must be quite a unique and, I suppose, dangerous in some way aspect, leaving an entire character's worth of dialogue to somebody in the audience.
Yeah, no, Night to Night, it's amazing. And the performer casts their dad. Their dad is quite integral to the show. There's a section that most interesting for me is that there's a section where there's a piano in the household where they grew up, and the performer shows the audience the experience of what it was like when the family used to huddle around the piano at night and sing songs together after a few bottles of wine. Kate Mulvady had 12 years experience on the piano, and I've had this week. So it's been interesting.
Well, just before I let you go, Steve, tell us where we can go check it out.
So it's got another week at Belvoir, which I think's sold out. So it's Belvoir Street in Surry Hills. It's virtually sold out at Belvoir, though. I think it is. And then we open in Riverside on the 3rd of April and play through to the 6th. And it's really well worth it. You'll love it. It's just such an uplifting show.
Well, best of luck for opening night tonight. Thanks so much for chatting to us, Steve.
Thanks so much, Tess. Take care.
That was Steve Rogers. He is a co-director and now star of Every Brilliant Thing. Like you said, currently at Belvoir Street Theatre, due to start at the Riverside Theatre, though, next week. It does have some pretty heavy themes in it as well that we did mention, so I will just throw out the number for Lifeline. That is 13 11 14. They do really, really amazing work. Do not hesitate to give them a call if you do need.